Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Louis Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamma Daf from Vov. The Gemara throughout the Daf, starting already from the previous somewhat, speaks about items that a Odom is Potter Medini Odom B'Chayav Medini Shemayim. Meaning that there's a list of things that Beis Din are not able to Mechayav Odom. They can't make Odom pay, but Medini Shemayim, a person is responsible for it. And Charles of Tshuva's Divrei Nechemiah, he brings a discussion. Says a Chakira, what's shot that Bedini Odom you're potter, but Bedini Shemayim Yechayev? Doesn't mean that Bedini Shemayim, there is an obligation of money, just basically cannot take it out, so Mitzah Klapi Shemayim is still Chayev. Or the pshat is, there's no obligation, a monetary obligation over here. That's why basically cannot take it out. But Mishemayim, they're going to punish the person who did this thing. And the way for him to fix and correct it and rectify the sin is by paying. Meaning, is there a monetary obligation right now? Just basically they're not going to extract it, only Mishamayim is chayav? Or right now there's no monetary obligation, but this chiyuv that he has in Shemayim, he's able to fix it by paying. And Ayin Shalom, he wants to say that it's a machlikas of Rash over here and the Me'iri, which is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzis. But then he asks a very simple question. He says, what shot in this idea? The Beis Din Shemata are not able to extract money, and Beis Din Shemala are. We know Beis Din Shemala also go based on the Torah. They're not making up their own Torah. So if there is an obligation over here, it should work also Beis Din Shemata. And if there's no obligation, it should work as a Beis Din Shemala. How do we understand this chiluk that's no chiyuv b'dei Odom, but there's a chiyuv b'dei Shemayim? But this question is really answered in Divrei Rabbi Seinu based on the Arizal. And the idea is that every punishment has to do with what a person damaged. When Beis Din Shemata don't punish, it doesn't mean that the aveira that was done, the act that was done, is less of an aveira. Adrab, many times we find that the aveira that was done, the Beis Din Shemata did not punish, is a more severe aveira. We have examples for it. For example, Haboyel Aramis Kanoim Pogim Boy, someone who has a relationship with a non-Jew. So he's now judged in Beis Din Shemata. Kanoim Poyim Boy. It's only Kanoim can come and punish him, like we found by Pinchas. But the Gemara in Eruvin tells us that the only Oiver Aveira that Avraham Avinu does not redeem from Gehenim is someone who's Boyel Aramis. Someone has a relationship with a non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that HaMoitzi Zer Levatala is the worst Aveira in the Torah. There's no punishment in Beis Din for someone who does that. And we have all the Chayav Karas in the Torah. Chayav Karas are terrible, terrible Averis that are considered to be the worst Averis in the Torah. So Rasenu explained, the pshat is, that the Oinshim that we are in this world depend where the Averis did abgam. When the Averis did something wrong down here in Oilam HaMaisa, in this world, in the physical world, so Beis Din Shemata take care of it. But some Averis, what they're poigim, what they ruin, is things bo'ilom esel yoyim. They have to do with olam machshava. They have to do with the world above. Things, a pgima, a ruin that happens not down here in the world, but in a higher place. The punishment is also not done here. It's done in a higher place, b'idei shemayim. So we're going back to here to our sugya. The common theme of the list that the Gemara brings over here are all Averis that are not done physically in this world in a way that is tangible. A person cut the nose and aids to his friend, but doesn't testify. There's no tangible Averis that was done. A grumma, when a person just causes damage to somebody else, there's no tangible Averis. So an Oilam HaMaisa, Beis Din Shemata cannot punish. But what he did is Adarab, he's doing an Averis in a more higher sphere, in a higher world. And that's what Beis Din Shemala come into play. So Yimele Pshat is, when there's no punishment Beis Din Shemata, it doesn't mean there's no obligation. There's obligation that Beis Din Shemata are not dealing with because it's not here in Olam HaMaisa. And that's when Beis Din Shemala are able to punish. It's not a different Torah. It just doesn't belong to this world. It belongs to a higher world. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list, what's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.